It's not hard to imagine a Dr. Seuss area in a theme park being just a bit creepy. I mean, can you visualize seeing one of the creatures from a Dr. Seuss book in real life? The Grinch, the Sneetches, and worst of all, the Cat in the Hat. I mean, come on. I always expected Universal to take advantage of their Seuss area's built-in eeriness. However, this only happened twice, for their yearly horror event, Halloween Horror Nights. And it was back in the early 2000s. I've recently found out that they stopped doing it there because of what happened to one of the guests after leaving on the second year. A high school boy named Mason Fisher. He was a sophomore that year, and went to Halloween Horror Nights with his wrestling team as a celebration for winning their championship. Although Mason and his two best friends broke off from the rest of the group almost immediately upon entering. Mason's buddies didn't really care that much about the event. I mean, they enjoyed it, but it was mostly just an excuse to party and holler at girls for a night. But he was always secretly afraid of Halloween Horror Nights, which is why he had never been before that year. So it was like a personal rite of passage for him, not being a big fan of getting scared. See, while he was a kind of big guy, on the inside he always felt like a bit of a fearful person. But when he entered the first scare zone, he realized it wasn't all that bad. He actually felt like most of the stuff was pretty tame in person. So he kind of forgot about his fear and started having a really good time. Over the next couple hours, they explored Olive Island's adventure, checking out a bunch of houses and one of the shows. That year's theme was based on the evil mind of the director, a filmmaker who often made short films in which his victims died on camera. They ended up at a show called Infestation, where the director would put a glass box over the guests' heads and ended up putting some kind of creature inside with them. For Mason and his friends, this was a great show. Just the perfect amount of disgusting. However, there were these two girls in the audience they saw leaving the show, and Mason's friend Brandon wanted to go catch up to them. So they left the show midway through to go follow him. They trailed behind the girls for a good 10 minutes before Brandon actually got the courage to go up and talk to them. He was pretty decent with ladies, and ended up saying something that made them laugh, and at that point the group was in. Charlie, Mason's other friend, quickly ran up and started talking to the second girl, before Mason got the chance. He was okay with that though, he was just enjoying the night regardless. They then headed into the Dr. Seuss scare zone, one called Booville. There weren't any characters in there, and because of that there weren't any guests either. I guess the group hadn't really been paying attention to where they were going, because they didn't realize there wasn't much going on over there. Although, it was kind of a perfect place for a couple guys trying to get close with some girls. So they ended up walking with the girls past this playground, towards the lake. Mason started really noticing just how weird the area was at that point. The playground had all these bizarre creatures in it. One in particular is this thing that's part cow, part centipede, that kids are supposed to ride on top of. I mean, don't get me wrong, in the daytime a lot of the stuff could be seen as cute, but at night, with no people and the fog from Halloween Horror Nights pumping in, it became a true thing of nightmares. Mason's friends didn't seem to notice, though. They had both already gotten the girls' phone numbers, and were talking about how they were going to meet up with them later, after the event. After about a half hour of hanging out, they parted ways and headed to the front of the park. As they were heading down the empty path, Mason noticed a puff of fog shoot out from the side of one of the Seuss buildings. When he looked over, there was a costume character of the Cat in the Hat there, just staring at him. It then proceeded to make an X with its fingers and hold it over its eye, then moved it to the other. Pretty confused and freaked out, Mason picked up the speed and caught up with his friends, but he couldn't really get it out of his mind. He just kept wondering, was that an employee messing with him? He was so weirded out by it that, on their way out, he joked with one of the survey takers at the exit about how the Seuss character was the scariest part. The employee chuckled and joked back, saying, "That'd be funny, wouldn't it?" Brandon and Charlie started walking away, but the employee's response sent a shiver down Mason's spine. He had to stop and clarify. "The Cat in the Hat guy, over in the Dr. Seuss area." The employee smiled at him, as if he thought Mason was trying to pull a fast one. "Not tonight," he said as he stepped away, approaching another park guest, exiting the gate. Mason turned around and joined his friends, but couldn't really shake what the man had said. They ended up leaving the park and going to a pizza place a couple miles away, off of International Drive. It was in this sort of rundown complex where every other thing had permanently closed, but it was apparently really good pizza and open late, which was enough for them. After thoroughly giving Mason the razzing of his life for being so freaked out by Dr. Seuss' character, they ordered their pizza. The plan was to get pizza and try to call those girls to see if they wanted to meet up after. The girls did end up responding to Brandon, and told them if they brought pizza, they could come over to their house. While Brandon and Charlie cheered about the girls' response, Mason happened to glance out the window into the parking lot for a second. To his horror, out in the darkness, stood the Cat in the Hat character. Its costume, dirty and baggy, staring directly at him. Mason jumped back, nearly knocking over a gumball machine, and pointing out the window. Brandon and Charlie were legitimately freaked out by Mason's reaction, and turned to look out the window. Just like earlier, though, the character had vanished. Brandon, being the sort of wannabe tough guy of the group, busted out of the door of the place and started yelling into the darkness. "Did you see it?" Mason asked. "Nah, man, I didn't see anything. I think you might be freaking yourself out." Brandon patted him on the arm and headed back inside the restaurant. Mason wasn't satisfied yet, though, so he walked towards Brandon's SUV. Drawn out in the dirt on the window was a Dr. Seuss-looking fish with two X's instead of eyes. Terrified, Mason ran back inside to get his friends to show him what he found, but they didn't seem as convinced. They just said someone probably drew it on the car in the parking lot of Universal. Anyways, they got their pizza and headed to one of the girls' houses, where the other one was spending the night. When they arrived, they parked on the street outside, and Brandon took out a bottle of liquor from the trunk. They began passing it around and offering it to the girls once they got out. Mason was really on edge from his night, but when one of the girls, Carrie, stopped paying attention to Charlie and started talking to him, he let loose a little bit and took a few large chugs from the bottle. A couple hours passed and they ended up leaving the girls to head home. Brandon and Charlie had gotten way too drunk to drive, though. Mason, being the slightly more responsible of the three, offered to drive so they could all get back safely. They headed back down empty road after empty road through the suburban area on their way back home. It was a good 40 minutes to Mason's house, so he started getting a little tired. Before he knew it, he was at the point where he could barely keep his eyes open. He blinked to sleep for just a brief second, and when his eyes opened, a stray cat ran out in front of the SUV. Mason instinctually swerved to try to avoid it, and crashed the SUV into the brick wall of a neighborhood. After regaining consciousness, he looked at his two friends, who were not wearing seatbelts. To his horror, they both did not appear to be breathing. Opening the door, Mason fell out of the vehicle, as he heard sirens approaching in the distance. Gazing out into the empty dark road, he noticed a figure walking into his line of vision. It was the Cat in the Hat again. Then the character just skipped away into the darkness. As soon as police and ambulances arrived, Mason was given a breathalyzer test. They determined he was driving over the legal limit. He was blamed for his friend's deaths, and was eventually given 15 years in prison. All along, he continued his story that he was stalked by a costume character from Seuss Landing, and that it was at fault for the accident, but I'm sure you can imagine how that went over. Years later, Mason's family essentially forgot about him, stopped visiting him entirely, and he's still forced to spend the majority of his life behind bars, although he does claim to get letters every now and then. The letters are just hand drawings, and never have a return address. They're always Dr. Seuss characters, with their eyes X'd out. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you enjoyed this original creepypasta. What's the scariest Dr. Seuss character you can remember? Leave it in the comments and let's discuss. Remember to like this video and subscribe to my channel, as well as join the Discord if you want to get involved in the community. Have a horrific evening, everyone, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.